Exile from Egypt. The Lord enters history by siding with an enslaved people oppressed by one of the powers of that time. The Lord of history appears as a redeemer of slaves, as defenders of the rights of those who have no rights, as a righteous deliverer. The Lord acts in part through Moses, the great human liberator. The final author, using diverse texts, composes a magnificent and grandiose picture using diverse repetitions. These chapters are anchored in people's memory, becoming a model or patron of successive liberations. It also enters in the New Testament along this line, extending its influence and inspiration even to people who do not believe in that liberating God. The Lord will always be, for Israel, the one who took us out of Egypt from slavery.
A new king, who had not known Joseph, came to power and said to his people, "The Israelites are more numerous and stronger than we are. Let us deal warily with them, lest they increase still more, and in case of war, side with our enemy, fight against us, and escape from the land." So they set taskmasters over them to oppress them with forced labor. In that way, they built the storage towns of Pithom and Ramesses. But the more they oppressed the Hebrews, the more they increased and spread, until the Egyptians dreaded the Israelites and became ruthless in making them work. They made life bitter for them in hard labor with bricks and mortar and with all kinds of work in the fields. In all their work, the Egyptians treated them harshly. Then the king of Egypt gave orders to the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was called Shifra and the other Pua. When they attended Hebrew women who were on the birth stool and saw that it was a boy, they were to kill it. But if it was a girl, they were to let it live. But the midwives feared God and did not do as the king of Egypt commanded, but let the children live. Pharaoh then gave this order to all the people: "Every infant boy born to the Hebrews must be thrown into the Nile, but every girl may live."